You know this guy from a long career in the NFL? He's been with ESPN for a long time, Keyshawn J. and Zubin. You can hear it every morning on ESPN Radio. He's back on Overdrive. Here is Keyshawn Johnson. How you doing, Keyshawn?
Hey, what's up, fella?
Have you ever injured yourself celebrating a touchdown like throughout your career? Do you ever do anything where you're like, that was stupid. Like, I should not have done that.
I'm pretty athletic, so. Some of these other dudes aren't as athletic, even though they're professional athletes.
But you had good celebrations, I remember, back in the day.
Not really. I didn't really celebrate as a professional. I didn't celebrate as a collegiate. In high school and in junior college, I had some memorable celebrations in doing that time. But in the pros, I really wasn't a big celebrating guy.
Okay. Well, so what stopped you there? Why would you go crazy in junior high and in high school and then stop when you get to the pros?
I don't know. I just, maybe growing up or something. I don't know. Maybe I grew up.
Okay. Well, that's disappointing to hear. We prefer immaturity on this show with Keyshawn
Johnson. Well, I think you probably looped me in with all the rest of the wide receivers that y'all talk negative about every single day.
Yeah, we haven't got into Odell Beckham. Now people are focused on him again because the Browns lost and Odell was snapping on the sidelines again.
Ridiculous. But Tom Brady was snapping 2 weeks ago, but nobody said anything. He's got passion. Oh, he's passionate. Oh, that's the fire in a leader. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, why is that a separate? Why do the wide receivers get tabbed with being divas and everyone else has passion? Well, the quarterbacks
I wouldn't see, you're talking to me. And talking to me, I don't pay that no damn attention. Whenever somebody starts talking about the quarterbacks or leaders and they got passion, I say, man, they're the most selfish, you know what's a lie. They're some of the most selfish guys going, but because they got y'all food, y'all believe that, and I say y'all because I always take myself out of the media. Y'all, they got y'all food and want you guys to believe that they're so passionate and all they do is they just work hard and that's all they care about is winning. I mean, y'all don't stop. Is that why they highest paid? Is that why they always arguing about their money?
Well, it's interesting what's going on around the league with, like, I've noticed in Philly, there seems to be a push to convince everyone that Carson Wentz is not an issue at all. It's all the wide receivers. Carson's making his throws.
That's what they've been doing for years, man.
Yeah. So do you buy into that theory, or do you think it's Wentz has to take some heat? I mean, the team's terrible right now.
Well, Carson Wentz is the biggest blame for that team being in a disaster, and so is the head football coach. Because when you allow your quarterback to continue to throw the ball and throw the ball to the other team, that's as much on you as it is anybody.
With Keyshawn Johnson. So what about the Packers-Bucks game yesterday? You mentioned Brady a moment ago, and I got to chew on this. I thought the Packers were going to roll. Coming off a bye, healthy, I thought they were going to go in there and roll. And as a Packer fan myself that was in the building in San Francisco for the NFC Championship game, I was getting deja vu yesterday because the Niners smacked them around twice last year, and Rodgers wanted nothing to do with it, and that O-line just got shredded. And that's what it looked like to me yesterday. It looked like the Bucs went at him. Todd Bowles said, let's go catch this guy, and he's going to basically shut it down, and that's kind of what happened with Rodgers and company. Do you think the book is out on them, or do you think it's a one-off for Green Bay?
I think it's pretty much a one-off. Green Bay's not going to win every single game this year. They're going to lose one or two more, and so Tampa Bay. The NFL, you know, I kept telling everybody, they kept screaming at me and saying, I don't know anything. I don't know what I'm talking about. The Kansas City's going undefeated. I'm like, dude, nobody goes undefeated in this league. And if they do, that's once in how many years? It just doesn't – it's not something that happens. You're going to lose, and there's going to be teams – that gets you, that's unexpected. When you start playing well, they're going to be a team that creep up to you and pop you. And then if you're not playing well and you're the other team, you're going to be a team that gives a fight and pops somebody. It just, that's the way the NFL is built. It's built that way, where teams that are you expect to be bad are going to be better than what you expect, and the ones that you expect to be really good aren't going to be as good as you expect. I expected for the Rams to beat up on San Francisco last night. Well, it was the other way around. Mm-hmm. Right? All of a sudden, it was like, uh-oh, how did that just happen?
Well, so, Keyshawn, is there a team now that you believe in that you didn't maybe before? I was thinking maybe Tennessee. I don't know, maybe Tampa. Is there somebody like that now you're starting to believe in?
More so Tennessee, because I see what they're doing. I see how they want to play. They want to play bully ball. They want you to turn down the opportunity to hit Derrick Henry. And that's what they built that team around. That's why Tannehill is as successful as he is, because that team is about running the football, playing defense, and allowing the quarterback to manage the team. And if he needs to make one or two big throws in a game, they'll let him do that. And that's the recipe for success. And I think a lot of people get away from that recipe and start thinking about throwing the ball all over the lot because they think they saw Kansas City doing that to win a Super Bowl. But the eyes tell me something different. The eyes told me that Kansas City started to play better defense and they ran the ball extremely well. And when they needed a big throw from Patrick Mahomes, they got that big throw, which made everybody say, wow, ooh, they're really lighting it up. Well, he didn't throw for 500 yards in the Super Bowl. He didn't throw for 5 touchdowns in the Super Bowl. He did what he needed to do to win. And that's what Tennessee, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Chicago, Tampa Bay, that's their formula. That's that success that they're riding on now. Run the ball, play great defense, and allow our quarterback, if he needs to make a couple big throws, make those big throws.
With Keyshawn Johnson, the AFC, they might have the best 3 or 4, maybe 5 teams in the NFL. I guess, you know, Seattle would put their hand up, maybe Green Bay still, maybe Tampa by the end of the year. But Pittsburgh, man, they have it going on. That front seven is, they are savages. And Baltimore's a great team. Tennessee's a good team. I don't trust Phillip Rivers, but I love everyone else on that team in Indy. And Kansas City's going to be heard. I mean, do you have a favorite in the AFC, or is it a crapshoot, and should we expect this the rest of the year?
I think it's going to be the Kansas Cities, the Pittsburghs, the Baltimores, New England when they get their act together, and maybe Tennessee, maybe Buffalo gets in it, but they're not going to be a threat in it. They're just going to get in it. I think that's what you're going to see out of the AFC.
What kind of response does Buffalo have to have tonight? You know, it was ugly against Tennessee last week, and now they got Mahomes and Kansas City rolling through Buffalo. What do you expect out of the
Bucs? They got to shock Kansas City, because if they go down to Kansas City, then you know you're going to look at it and go, okay, what is this? What really is this? It's two really good teams that they played and beat. I mean, lost to. What is this team from Buffalo? Are they really for real, or are we looking at something different? That's what you're going to say. So they got to go in there and take care of business.
Yeah. Well, they're at home. I mean, Kansas City's a pretty big favorite, 5.5 points on the road at a 4-1 Buffalo team, but no crowd. So I guess the home.
I was going to say, is anybody in the crowd?
No.
Going to have anybody?
No, they won't. No tables being broken. No lunacy. Nothing. So I guess it's
a neutral
site.
The sports bars are making some money.
They better be. Someone's got to be at this point.
Yeah.
Keyshawn, Jay, and Zubin, Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. on ESPN Radio. He is Keyshawn Johnson. Always great of you to take time. Thank you for doing this.
Paulie Bouffante.
There he is. We.
We. All right, thanks.
Keyshawn Johnson.
He's awesome.
Every time we have him on, he throws out some French at the end. Yeah. As if it's TSM Radio Montreal.
And, I do think he's right, though. Yes. I do think the quarterback thing is real.
What's that?
Just that they get built up into something and it's interpreted one way, and I don't know.
Oh, so like Brady yelling is him being fired up and passionate,
yeah.
And Odell Beckham Jr. yelling is him being a bad teammate.
Yeah, he's pouting. Yeah.
I think you're right. I think he takes it personally, clearly, but
right, but don't you think that's an earned reputation regardless of position? Like if Brady was I'll give you an example. Baker Mayfield, in my books, acts like a hero all the time. Now, until he changes that, until he actually backs it up with a bunch of wins and all of that, to me, it's just lip service. Doesn't matter, you know, what position he plays. Now, Odell Beckham Jr., the most part, has backed it up in his career, has he not?
Yeah, his stats would say that. Not so much since he got to Cleveland, but before
recently,
that, New
yeah.
York, for sure.
Like, I think sometimes the reputation of a player precedes them, regardless of their position. You know, if you're a yeller and screamer, it's fine, but go and back it up. But then, you know, if you're having a tough go, you can't be yelling at people if you're not backing it up and you know, pulling your weight on the field or on the ice or wherever. This isn't
right.
Reserved
and there's
just
been
football.
More focus on that with Brady in the last couple of years. Like, more people have pointed that out. Like, interesting,
right.
You're yelling and screaming, Tom. Meanwhile, you didn't know it was fourth down last week. You know, right. Like maybe you should fair. Bite your lip a little bit or bite your tongue. But I think the obvious reaction for most people is if a wide receiver is yelling and screaming, it's because he didn't get the ball, right?
Right.
Like he wants the ball. He believes he can beat his man. He believes he can take it to the house. The quarterback is in charge of the line, the tight ends, the wide receivers, the running backs. Like he's got to take it all into account as the captain of every offense. So right. It's almost understandable that he takes everything into account. But, you know, I think Keyshawn is right that there are times where passion gets defined differently or construed differently, you know, diva as opposed to passionate, and it's all in the eye of the beholder. And I think what he also said about quarterbacks being selfish is probably true, too, and that doesn't come up enough. Like, they do want all the money. They want everything to go through them. And that's because they've been pampered their whole lives. You know, it is the marquee position of American sport. Right. And there's nothing even close. Like, there's not a position in American sports that is even close to starting quarterback when it comes to popularity, when it comes to being a man, like high school, college, pros.
And credit. Like, who gets credit? Like, who are we talking about? I guess we're talking about Derrick Henry in Tennessee, but now people are starting to throw around, is Ryan Tannehill an MVP candidate?
It's Yeah, I know. It's like, hey, he throws the ball about 18 times. Yeah, he's been very good. Very good,
perfect
Tannehill.
For what they need.
Exactly. He's a system quarterback. Vrabel's a great coach. Henry's an absolute beast. That defense is nasty for the most part. It wasn't so much yesterday. But, you know, the Packer game, there were two games that we focused on a lot on Friday. One was, can Cleveland finally prove that they're not Cleveland? They failed that miserably.
Yeah.
And the other one was more not about the Packers, but will Tampa make a statement? And I got to give them full credit. They did.
Yeah. I thought they were in trouble when Rodgers was doing the little dance at 10 Cobb. Like, that's something that can come and bite you.
I'll bet you he regrets that now.
That's a meme today, is it not? Where he's doing some form. I don't even know what the hell he was doing there. Because it was
like a salsa dance or something, and the memes that are out there, like how it started and now how it's going, those things were going quick for him. Like life came at him quickly, because how it started was you're doing the salsa up 10, and then all of a sudden you're on the. He was on the ground all night. He was running for his life. He looked terrified. Yeah. Like, and that's what scares me a little bit, as a biased Packer fan, is that I saw that twice last year against San Francisco. They went at him, they hit him, they bullied the line, and Rodgers wanted nothing to do with it. Nothing. And I hope it's a one-off. Every team's going to have a one-off. Every team's going to have a bad game. But if that's the playbook, get after him and get nasty, and he's going to kind of wilt away, he better change that quickly. Because he's got to fight through it.
Don't you think
he didn't do it yesterday?
Go ahead, Jonas. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, don't you think that's the vulnerability for all the older quarterbacks, that they kind of can't get around? If you're going to pressure them, it's lights out?
Generally, as you get older, the less you like being hit. Yes. Right. I mean, that applies to Brady. Like, the two Super Bowls he lost, the Giants just chased him all over the place and hit him. You know, the AFC Championship game he lost at Denver when Peyton was there, Von Miller was coming across that line, beating the hell out of him, and he looked jittery, right? Like, that's an obvious statement, and not every team has that type of pressure, but the best teams generally do, right? The best coaches can game plan for that.
Well, you want verification, Hayes, of how that was going. How much would you have paid? Because all I could think of watching that game last night is I would pay for a live microphone on the field right now, because he was getting jawed at, too.
Like, oh, yeah.
And he was jawing back, and I think it was kind of like, you know, knock it off. I'm an all-star here type of thing. But, like, the guys who were chasing him around were legitimately just jawing at him, basically letting him know it's coming all night.
Well, Sue took a penalty, right? Sue took a 15-yard penalty after an intentional grounding, but he popped him, and then he was chirping him. And then after that, he chased him around cleanly and was chirping him.
Right.
And it wasn't good for the Packers. It wasn't good for Rodgers. It wasn't a good look. It's a one-off. They're still 4-1. They're in a weak division. They'll be fine. But two games tonight. Again, the Bills, big dogs at home, man. They're 5.5-point underdogs at home, and they're looking for a response. I think they're going to bounce back. I could see them winning tonight. And then the nightcap is Dallas Cowboys against Arizona. So you got Kyler Murray on the big stage tonight under the bright lights, Cowboy Stadium. It's going to be a fun one tonight.